This is WRMI, Okeechobee Falls.
This is a music show, and I am your host. It is episode number 142, and I thank you for tuning in tonight. A wonderful intro tune from our old friend Dick Hyman. This is a nice bossa nova flavored tune called Someday My Prince Will Come. Quite a few originals, but a whole bunch of covers on this week's program. I hope you'll enjoy the show and stick around. Off with Cold Blood. Thank you.
We had the pleasure of recording this a couple of months ago. And it goes something like this. It's called A Whole Lot of Love.
Free while I was around. to ride.
He's got a ticket to ride.
He's got a ticket to ride, but he don't care.
That for a cover. So that was Kathy Berberian, an opera singer usually, doing her cover of the Beatles' Ticket to Ride. And this is on a LP put out by the Wergel record label out of Germany. The album is called Magnificati. The many voices of Kathy Berberian. Pretty great LP. A lot of different styles, I want to say, on here. She does a couple John Cage songs, Gershwin as well. Yeah, I might play more of this for you in the future. And I was pretty happy to find this. Usually albums on the Wergel record label are pretty pricey, so it was very nice to find this one for a song. Before that was King Curtis, a live recording of his cover of Whole Lotta Love. And this was recorded at the Fillmore West in San Francisco and features Billy Preston on the keys and Bernard Purdy on the drums. How about that for an all-star lineup? And speaking of San Francisco, I started off to set there with a band from San Francisco called Cold Blood, and that was their version of Watch Your Step, recorded in 1969, and this was their debut album. Pretty good stuff from Cold Blood. All right, let's continue with the covers. Here's one from Color Field.
Thank you.
some Canadian Jamaican reggae for you there from Winston Diaz, or Dias, I'm not sure. That was his cover of Groovy Situation. That was the version there, but I edited in some of the vocal there for you at the end. Winston was a member of the Melodians and also the Movers, a couple of great bands from Jamaica. But he emigrated from Jamaica to here in Canada and lived in Toronto. Before that, some more reggae from Byron Lee and the Dragoneers. That was their version of a song called There's Gonna Be a Soul Day. It might be an original for the group, I'm not sure. I couldn't find more information about it. And this was the flip side to another song of theirs that I played. I played a version of Ram Jam. I think I've played a couple versions of Ram Jam over the show's duration or whatever. And then I start off sitting there with a cover by The Color Field, not Color Field, The Color Field. And that was their cover of Sly and the Family Stone's Running Away. And yeah, The Color Field, I didn't ring any bells at all. And I was looking at the jacket and thinking the picture of the guy in the front looks kind of familiar. And sure enough, it's Terry Hall, the singer of The Specials. And this was one of his post-Specials project. Yeah, cool stuff. Hopefully I'll find the other two Color Field LPs at some point in the future. All right, there was a 30th anniversary last week or the week before for this group. This was their second LP, and it was a doozy. Here's My Bloody Valentine. A short but groovy track from Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. Just a very little bit at the beginning there. That song was called Finale. And it was the last song on side A from an LP called Street Player that came out in 1978. Yeah, that song blends in from the song before. That's why you hear some of Chaka Khan's vocals there. But it's for the most part an instrumental song. Before that was an amazing steel drum cover of Kung Fu Fighting as played by the Raymond family, originally from the West Indies, but they now live in Toronto, Canada. It looks like this record came out in 1975, has Yellow Bird, as all steel drum records do. And there's a reggae track, cover of Mighty Shadow. And I'll probably play that for you in the future. Yeah, very cool private press stuff from Toronto. And they have another LP. Hopefully I'll find that one in the future as well. And I started off the set there with a great song from My Bloody Valentine, which recently, the LP recently celebrated a 30th anniversary from 1991's Loveless. We heard a song called To Hear Knows When, which sounds like it was made of a bunch of samples, recorded guitar sounds, and then played back through a sampler for that particular track. And I was reminded that it was the 30th anniversary because of an amazing Twitter project by Tim Burgess of a group called The Charlatans out of the UK. He's been inviting people on Twitter to listen along to particular records along with him, and he invites people who made those records to give a commentary in real time on Twitter there. So the people from My Bloody Valentine did a great job posting track sheets from their multi-track reels from when they were recording, and a bunch of pictures from that era of 1991. So great stuff. If you're interested in that, check out Tim's Listening Party. You can search for that on Twitter. And I think there's a website where you can replay back the comments in real time as you listen to the record. So once again, if you have a moment, please check out this amazing record by My Bloody Valentine called Loveless, released in 1991. All right, it is almost time for some data, but I'll have some more music for you and some shout-outs. I'll do the shout-outs right now. I'll start with Twitter this week. I heard from K5DRU in Central Arkansas listening in on an ICOM IC705 reporting an S9 signal using an only a 2-meter-long wire as an antenna. How about that? Matt W0MDK with a nice decode as heard in Colorado. Tony Collin also posting a nice decode from somewhere. I'm not sure where Tony's located. Thanks for checking in, Tony. Bobby WA5107SWL listening in to the show on a Kiwi SDR, not a Kiwi SDR, an SDR located in Surprise, Arizona. Tashin Reshner listening in from Houston, Texas with an AirSpy HF Plus, probably Discovery. Catface McMeow Meow with a nice decode using an SDR located in Half Moon Bay. Over in California, Dana K6JQ in Napa, California, to be precise, also using an AirSpy HF Plus Discovery and posting a very nice decode as well. Oimo Kako listening in from Japan using a Kiwi SDR located in North Carolina and posting some nice image decodes and also text decodes. Thank you very much. Jeff Beer posting a weekly t-shirt pic while he's out inspecting his dipole antenna and also, posting a nice decode of image and text. Very nice. Thanks, Jeff. ZR and DRMNA.info from the Pacific Northwest posting a nice decode. Thank you very much, both of you. Donnie K5BKR posting a decode from an unattended listening session in West Texas. A very nice decode. Good one, Dana. Zach in Alabama reporting no signal out his way, which is too bad. Thanks for trying, Zach. And Jolly Roger Mania was successful in identifying last week's image source, and it was from a Alan Caddy Orchestra plus singers doing a tribute to Andy Williams, and that was a strange illustration of Andy Williams with electric blue eyeballs. I got a couple emails last week. I heard from Steve, W4OGM, also reporting no signal out in Georgia. It happens to everyone. Even Steve, who usually posts hacker quality decodes, the signal just wasn't there last week. How about that? But I did hear from Andrew, KC2G, checking in with a good signal on his way. And he was a fan of the Howard Roberts, King Floyd, and Commodores set that I played last week. Glad to hear that was a favorite set of mine last week as well. All right, finally, I'd like to shout out my friends at the hfzone.org Discord chat group. Hello to Frigid, Catface, McMeow Meow, Daddy Dave, Coma, Super Cadet 63, Jeff, and Dazman, and everyone else at the hfzone.org Discord chat group. Maybe I will see you over there. Excuse me. All right, if you would like to get in touch and chastise me for coughing on mic, my Twitter handle is This Is A Music Show with no W on the end. Or if you'd like to get in touch by email, my email address is This Is A Music Show at gmail.com. And also a quick reminder, go check out thisisamusicshow.com for the official website of the program, and you can check out archives of off-air recordings kindly provided by Dazman, in stereo, by the way. And you can also find links to buy your own official This Is A Music Show t-shirt or mug or sweatshirt, now that it's cool in a lot of places in North America. All right, let's get back into some music, and then I will have some data. Here is some dance hallish reggae from Capleton.
Fire, burning up the peace now.
Days was the name of that track by Capleton. Kind of a newer reggae track that you don't often hear me play on this program because I don't often find it and I don't often buy it. And yeah, the B-side was an instrumental version of that song called Hard Drugs Rhythm, or Rhythm, if I want to say it the right way. All right, let's do some data. It is MFSK 64 text and image, and it is backed by a Burt Kampert song called Burt's Tune. All right, here you go. Thank you. There is your MFSK 64 text and image for this week's program. I would very much love to see your results. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com, or you can post your results over on Twitter. My handle over there is thisisamusicshow, but no W on the end there. This is a music show. This was a music show, and I have one more song for you before I do that outro. The last song I have for you is by a singer named Annie Laurie, and she is accompanied by a group called the Specs Williams Quartet. And the song I have for you is called Worried Blues. And yeah, the band sounds kind of normal, but it sounds like Annie is trapped in an oil drum or something like that. Some strange reverb on here. All right, I hope you enjoy this final song. All right, this was a music show, episode number 142. I am your host. I thank you so much for tuning in. I know it's not as easy as clicking play on a podcast. Thank you for taking the time to string up an antenna and tune in your dial to this program and spend your Wednesday evening with me. I really appreciate it. All right, I hope you enjoyed the program, and I will see you again next week. Stay safe. See ya.